I've guessed who's joining you this morning to get into the World Cup fever. Tess Wabber, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you? Happy Friday.
Oh, yes, you know this. Friday is always good. To you listening at home, Tess Wabber, ladies and gentlemen, is a principal travel consultant and director and founder of Travel Bug, who joins you every Friday around about this time to give you some travel tips or talk to you about all things travel related. Tess, we are getting into the Rugby World Cup now and everything. We're feeling the buzz. So it's all about Japan. Tell us about a Japanese holiday.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is something quite I wouldn't say out of the norm. It would just be very different. And it's quite a culture shock to go to Japan for South Africans because they're very different to us. But it is an amazing experience. The one thing is, it is quite far to get there because, you know, Japan is like quite far away from South Africa and there's absolutely no direct flight. So the travel ends up being quite far. But I think it's an amazing experience to go. I've been to Osaka once before, but I was there for so short, so it doesn't even really count for me. I know of people that have lived in Japan and that do live in Japan that have gone there on holiday and they've absolutely loved it. I think the Japanese people are incredibly welcoming and they love South Africans. I mean, I don't know if you saw the video clip of them singing the South African anthem earlier this week. So a Japan holiday should definitely be on the cards for everyone. I think it should be a bucket list country for you to see because it's just such a different and amazing experience and they're just so advanced with everything.
Yes, yeah, so definitely. Yeah, and talking about, you know, if we talk of traveling to Japan, how long does it take though? Or rather, how long will it take me to get there?
Yeah, it will take long. I mean, if you had to take, so you could take like an Emirates flight. And an Emirates flight, I mean, from here to Dubai is about 10 hours, okay? Then from Dubai to Tokyo, you're staying at about 13 hours, depending on like which direction and wind speed. So it's far. I mean, that's already like 21, 22 hours of traveling. And that's without your transit time. So it takes time to get there. And then also, because you're traveling to the east, you're now losing time because they're quite a bit ahead of us in time. I think they're like 8 hours ahead of us. So, it's going to take a bit of time. So if you're going to a sporting event like the Rugby World Cup, and if you're going to the Bucks game tomorrow and you are still in this country, I would suggest that you go get on the plane this morning because you're not going to make it in time.
And then very, very quickly, Tess, I mean, if we miss this Rugby World Cup, I'm sure there's something happening in the next coming years.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think if you're traveling for a sports event, you should definitely, you should try and book your things at least 6 months in advance. Especially with accommodation and everything, but you should go if you've wanted to go watch the Olympics next year or go to the Rugby Sevens at the end of the year or, you know, there's Formula One throughout the year all over the world. You should, I think it's such a great idea to tie up a sporting event to your holiday. Definitely, definitely gets my vote.
Tess, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. We're looking forward to chatting with you again next week, Friday. Very quickly from your side, your party message?
Oh, you know, just happy Friday and good luck to the Bucks tomorrow.
Now we are talking. Go Bucks! Tess, thank you so very much. Have a good Friday morning.